praying, even though at times we feel our prayers are not being answered by God. We need to be persistent in our prayer life and to have prayers in the part of our day. Jesus reveals the Father was always tender and loving. And we should constantly knock on the doors, Father's door, and do so regularly. Like the widow who returned to the judge, we are called to persist, not out of desperation, but out of trust in our loving Father. We need to make prayer a daily rhythm in our lives. Set aside a time each day, perhaps in the morning or the evening, to speak and have a conversation with your God. It need not be long or elaborate, and simply Our Father, Hail Mary, or heartfelt word will do. Thank you for the beautiful sunset. Recently on my journeys, I heard two discussions among non-Catholics questioning and debating why Catholics pray to the saints, and more poignant, why Catholics pray to Mary and not directly to God. I found myself at these times thinking, why do we pray to the saints and Mary, and how the rosary are such effective and strong prayers in our Catholic life. When a person is baptized and become part of the mystical body of Christ, a Christian is connected spiritually to other Christians through their baptism. Since Christianity is a communal faith, we are supposed to help each other spiritually and physically. The Bible tells Christians to pray for one another in James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man has great power in this effect. Praying for one another is powerful, and the prayers of a righteous person are very powerful. What human other than God and Jesus is more righteous than Mary herself? She is full of grace, as said in Luke 1:28, and blessed among women in Luke 1:42. Mary is your mother, Mary is my mother, Mary is our mother. She extended her motherhood to all humanity when he was on the cross. But a good mother isn't concerned with her children, and Mary loves her children and prays for them. Mary, along with the other saints, have died and gone to heaven, but that doesn't mean that they aren't concerned with the church on earth. The church consists of Christians on earth, church built, Christians in purgatory, church suffering, and Christians in heaven, church triumphant. Christians on earth may be physically separated from Christians in heaven, but we are all connected supernaturally to the mystical body of Christ. Christ has conquered death. What is more powerful? Death of the blood of Christ. To say that death has cut us off from Christians in heaven from the Christians on earth assumes that death is more powerful than the sacrifice of Christ on the cross himself. Many times non-Christians accuse Catholics of praying to the saints and not going directly to Jesus. Catholics have gone to Jesus. Every day at Mass, millions of Catholics recite the Lord's Prayer. If one listens closely during Mass, everything is asked through Christ our Lord. Practicing Catholics have the most intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, greater than any Protestant common Christian group. By Christ's command, we actually consume his body and soul and divinity at every Mass on this altar. Christ literally becomes part of us and strengthens us on our road to holiness and salvation. Catholics and Orthodox churches are only churches that experience the real presence of Jesus Christ in Eucharist. What greater personal relationship can one have with Jesus than partaking in his body, his blood, his soul, and his divinity? Just like the Catholics who go directly to Jesus but ask Mary and the saints to pray for us, Protestants themselves ask for prayers for the pastors, ministers, elders, families, and friends. There's nothing wrong with that. James states in 5:16, the prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effect, and we are told to pray for one another. With this in mind, how great are the prayers of Mary and the saints, particularly Mary, her mother, who is most blessed among women. All Christians should have an intimate relationship with Jesus, but also be united with other members of the body of Christ in prayer. As said earlier, death temporarily separates Christians physically, but death cannot separate those who have been baptized in Christ's life, death, and resurrection, and who live in Christ. So these are the questions you need to be able to respond to. Do Catholics think Mary is God? No. Christ believed Mary is a human being honored as the mother of Jesus, but not as God. Is praying to Mary the same as worship, which we are accused of? No. Catholics venerate Mary, but worship God alone. Prayer to Mary is asking for her intercession. Is there a biblical support for praying to Mary? Well, not directly. The stories of the wedding feast at Cana and the verses about asking righteous people to pray for us support this practice. Can Catholics pray directly to God without Mary? Certainly. Catholics can and often do pray directly to God. Praying to Mary is an additional help, not a replacement. So my brothers and sisters this evening, understanding why Catholics pray to Mary requires seeing Mary not as a rival to Jesus, but as someone who always leads believers to Him. Catholics honor Mary because she said yes to God, lived a sinless life, and continues to pray for the Church. Through Mary, Catholics seek a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, trusting in her powerful prayers and loving guidance. Her rosary is often described as a compendium of the gospel. Each set of mysteries, joyful, sorrowful, glorious, luminous, offer you and me a unique reflection of key moments in Jesus' life, from his conception to his resurrection and coming of the Holy Spirit. It's true that